Not the result we wanted. Not the first half performance. We it cost us dearly. But it is great to be back. Delighted to see. I've had a lot of good feedback on Twitter from all the Woking fans, and it's good to be back, and especially to be amongst the goals.
Gary said that the most of the damage really was done in the first 45 minutes. You tried your best in the second half. You and Scott linked up fairly well. You just couldn't quite get that point at the end.
Yeah. I mean, first half cost us dearly. We didn't defend our set pieces well enough at all, and it cost us. But second half, we really had a go. We got the two goals, and we were unlucky. They defended really well. They put their bodies on the line in the last few minutes, and we were unlucky. But the first half really did cost us.
Was it difficult to sort of slot back into the side straight away, or did it feel like you hadn't been away?
No, I've always felt quite at home here. The fans welcomed me, and even when we were on the back foot in the first half, I still kind of thought, with the team we got now, and the team we from the players we had last year, there was always a chance, but we just didn't quite make it today.
Yeah, because the squad is pretty much the same it was last year. A lot of the players, including yourself and as you are now, they're all here on loan. Gary's managed to keep them as permanent players now, so obviously the squad, as you say, hasn't really changed all that much since you were last here.
No, not at all, and it's great that he's, Kieran Murtagh, Scotty, of course, Josh Payne, he's hung on to him. Some really good players that we managed to keep in the squad, and, it wasn't a surprise earlier in the season that I saw, the lads were up there and they were doing well. And I've heard that they've been lacking a little bit up top for the last few games, but it's great to be back and, like I said, be amongst the goals.
Well, despite the defeat today and, of course, yourself getting on the score sheet, you're still fairly high up in the table, and I imagine there's still a chance to kick on and get a good run going again.
Yeah, that's what we're after, and hopefully it starts Tuesday with a good performance and good result against Nuneaton. It'll be tough opposition like everyone is in this league, but, I think we're definitely capable of pulling out a performance and getting a result.